left.
The cobra.
All the way down.
Here's cobra.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay. Yes.
Do you like corn? I'm probably 45 feet away from you.
Yes.
And I'm down here at the Bill Guerin autograph signing quadrant, which is a zoo, man. You wouldn't believe all the people that are here to see Big Shot Bill sign.
Well, everybody loves Big Bill.
I guess they do. I guess they do. He seems to be
a good
egg.
You know, we need to steal him away from Sturm und Drang.
Is that Marty Turco that he's with?
Probably. What number is he?
35.
Yeah, that's him. That's him. I know all the numbers.
No, you don't.
Quiz me.
I don't know any of the numbers either, so I don't know how to quiz you. All right, he's signing for some kids right now, so let's see if we can make our way over here and talk to Bill.
He might not want anything to do with you.
How you doing? He might. He's talking to the kids right now. I don't want to interrupt him while he's doing kids
stuff. He might be doing a hockey clinic.
Ma'am, are you here to see Bill?
Yes, I am.
You are? Oh, you're here to see Turco? You don't like Guerin, do you?
I do like Guerin, but Marty's better.
Okay.
Right. Why does she like Marty? Why does she hate Bill?
Why don't you like Bill? What's wrong with Bill?
I do like Bill. I'm just giving you art.
Obviously, you don't.
No, I really do.
You do?
Yeah.
Tell Bill that lady hates her.
Marty.
You think Marty is? I'm going to tell Bill that real quick. Bill. How are you, buddy?
Roy.
Doing fine.
Norm.
You having fun here?
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like you're having a good time. Now, are you surprised at the turnout here? I guarantee in the back of your mind you were thinking maybe 50 or 60 people were going to show up total.
I thought it was going to be like a dinner, like table for eight or something like that. But apparently, you know, it's actually true. We do have the greatest fans here. And it's awesome. What a turnout.
Now, this has got to make you just kind of reaffirm that you do have clout in this city. But at the same time, you have to feel a little bit of, I don't know, maybe you want to apologize to some of these people for what happened last year?
What the hell's that question?
Well, you know what? It was something that really couldn't be avoided. It was an unfortunate situation. And, you know, we all miss the game dearly, but we're just really happy that it's back.
All right, Bill. Now, have you met this man yet? Will you shake this man's hand? Yeah. Shake this guy's hand. Yeah. Okay. What's your name, sir?
Greg Shaneman.
Greg. Okay. Now, you're a real hockey fan?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat?
Well, get a real one.
Well, I'm just saying, do you think that maybe, would you like an apology from Bill? Because I'm sure he'd be happy to issue one.
I don't think it's his personal.
I'm looking for a yes.
You're giving him a hard time, man.
Yeah, I am giving him a hard time. I need Bill, because Bill has written a personal apology for all the fans that he's gonna read.
Appreciate it, Bill.
So, Bill, you can read it to this guy who's standing here. He's been waiting in line for. You probably think that. I mean, you're a loyal hockey fan, aren't you?
Of course.
Okay, Bill's gonna issue an apology to you. Okay.
An apology.
Bill, we wrote this.
I know you wrote. You wrote this.
I didn't write anything. Who's holding that?
Reiner's typing.
I wrote it.
Okay. Here, just read that, and that'll be your apology to all the fans.
I'm not apologizing.
Bill!
Why would I? What do I have? I'm not apologizing.
Here, I'll go through it with you.
Tell him it's a gag.
He knows it's a gag.
He needs to make nice with the fans.
Why am I going to owe you an apology?
Because.
You need to be nice to the fans, and you need to show them how sorry you are by reading this.
I was thinking of switching to the hard line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that's no way.
Uh-oh. I'm ruining it for you guys.
Oh, don't screw it up.
Okay, here, read this as Mike Modano, okay? Mike's issued an apology, too. And here's a girl. Here's a girl. You can read it as Mike.
No, I'm not.
Thanks for that.
Bill!
You're worse than Dan.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you just need to show some contrition and apologize to these people.
There are some very good lines in here, but maybe we should just make copies of this.
And send it out?
Yeah.
I bet Turco would read it.
On the website.
See if Marty Turco will read it.
We'll see if Turco will read one of these and just displace your name for, or displace Mike's name for his. You think he will?
He might. He's a goalie. They're a little weird, so he might.
Okay. All right, Bill. Continue signing.
Just don't tell him it's an apology. Just say, hey, can you read this to this fan?
Okay. Making our way to Marty. Hey, Marty. We wrote this for Mike to read. Oh, he's signing for a kid. I don't really want to interrupt him then. We wrote this for Mike to read, Madonna, but we would like for you to just insert your name instead of, and especially since there's a girl coming here. It's kind of an apology to the fans, if you wouldn't mind. So just insert your name where Mike's is, and you can move on.
Yeah, I already read it. Hello, fans. My name is Marty Turco. I play hockey for the Dallas Stars. I'd like to personally apologize to you for being a moron and making you suffer through a whole season with no hockey. I take personal responsibility for the lockout, and I'm ashamed to be human. Please accept my humble apology, as I am deeply sorry. I know that you think I'm hot, so to make up for the lost season, I'll allow you to make love to me until you drain me for fluids. I think I got to stop right here, because my wife will absolutely kill me. And thank Mike Madonna for... there you go.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Yeah, we appreciate the help.
Genius.
He stopped at the good part, but at least he read it.
All right, we'll read it. You need to read it then.
It says, please accept my humble apologies. I'm deeply sorry.
Slow down. No. Slow down and read it like you should.
Okay. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Please accept my humble apology as I'm deeply sorry. I know that you think I'm hot, so to make up for the lost season, I'll allow you to make love to me until you drain me of fluids. I'm very good at sex. I have it all the time, so you will enjoy it immensely.
Thanks.
Here, you read this. Oh. Not to the fa- just read it back here. No, dude.
That mic's not on, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. Read it away from the fans.
No.
Just, yes.
No.
Bill, I don't want to get physical with you in front of your fans.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You think? How long would it take for you to tear me into about 50 pieces, even though you're only about 2 inches taller than me, and I'm in better shape than you?
You probably are in better shape. I'm at least 4 inches taller than you.
You're not 6'4".
You're not 6 feet.
Oh, Bill. Bill. All right, you want me to read Bill's for you?
Yes.
All right.
Why don't you read it to Bill?
What's that, Danny?
Read it to Bill. You need to apologize to Bill for the asshead you're
ma'am,
being.
I'm going
to
read this this apology from Bill, okay?
Okay.
All right. My name is Bill Guerin, and I'm a hockey player for the Dallas Stars. Let me personally apologize to you for the aborted hockey season. I'm the player representative for the Dallas Stars, and I was the one who wanted the season to be canceled. It gave me more time to play golf at my exclusive golf club, Dallas National. Maybe you've heard of it, but you probably haven't, as you were too poor to join. Someday I will invite you to the club, and you can see how good the rich have it. I'm sorry, that was a lie. I'll never invite you to my club, scum. But I do ask that you join us at the American Airlines Center for exciting hockey. I'm Bill Guerin. Thank you, ma'am.
Good job, Corby.
Thank you. She's hot, dude.
Right, over into you.
Because you're afraid I'll kill you out there.
Right, exactly.
He'll invite me.
Will you invite Reiner?
Yeah. You probably hit from the Reds.
Die from the backs, which is one behind you, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Bill, continue on.
Have a lot.
Kids around. It is so uncomfortable to do anything with him. Hi.
Yeah, what stopped you?
Well, you just have little kids kind of staring at you like, what's going on up here? Asking their parents what's going on. Who's that guy?
Asking their
Does
parents.
Does he play for the Stars?
Body
this mink.
All right, it is 6:09, I guess, here on the ticket.